This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big queue.
Taco to go, taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go, taco to,
this deal legit.
Taco to go.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Wednesday to everybody listening all over North America. Hope you're safe. I hope you're well. Hope your families are good. I hope that you're good. Thank you for listening. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. This is halftime of the show. 2 hours down, two more to go. We got something very special coming up in a few minutes. It's a new top six list. I'll fill you in on what it is in a second. It has to do with the NFL draft, which we know now at this point is 24 hours away. How can you listen to the Infinity Sports Network? Easy. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You can lock in on the free Odyssey app. You can always hit rewind on the Odyssey app. Listen to the beginning of the show. Hit pause, hit rewind. If you got SiriusXM, it's 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, let's get started. I've been here for 2 hours already. Show gets going. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Yeah, there's a lot that we've talked about so far. Reggie Bush getting his Heisman Award back. Congratulations. College landscape has changed. The Heisman Trust, which operates independently from the NCAA, says, well, things have changed massively and NIL and players' ability to make money, so here's your trophy back. If I was Reggie Bush, I would take the trophy and then I'd badmouth him. But I guess Reggie Bush wants to show up to the fancy dinners. Hickey, when he finally shows up, does he badmouth them in front of them in the future? Like, what does he do now that he has the trophy back? Or does he have grace and dignity and he's nice about it?
I was going to say, I mean, you see him today with the picture, with the big, nice smile with the trophy. I think come December, he'll be fine. Not say a word.
Oh.
I don't say gracious because that feels unfair of a word to use because he never should have got kicked out in the first place. But I think he'll go, I think he'll be very quiet. Just back like nothing happened.
Okay. All right. He'd be a better man than me. I'd take the award and I'd make it very clear, you know, without being a jerk, because then after a while people start going, man, you got the award back. Just shut up about it. I think I'd make one strong statement. Stick it to whoever the hell, I forgot the main guy's name, who was pretty much the mouthpiece for this from the Heisman Trust. I'd stick it to him, and then I'd just call it a day.
Would you do it at the ceremony?
No,
today. Okay,
you're not. Today. You show everybody that you're happy and you're gracious. You don't want to be a you know what. So you just take the award back, and then when the time is right, you know, maybe drop an article or in an interview, you just be like, yeah, I should have never had it taken away, and then you keep it moving. There's a clever way to do these little PR things. So, hey, congratulations to Reggie Bush. Good for him getting that Heisman Award back. Also, there's basketball going on. I know the NFL draft is tomorrow. Right now, this minute, this second, the Heat actually lead the Celtics 45-41. About 4 minutes left to go in the first half. Boston leads the series 1-0. I know this is a waste of time series. Nobody believes the Heat are going to win. And then in another series where you just got to go yawn because there's no Zion, the Thunder and the Pelicans They get after it in about 90 minutes from now. Oklahoma City, they lead their series 1-0. Also, we got a Stanley Cup playoffs matchup between the Bruins and the Maple Leafs. At the end of the first period, they got zeros up on the board. And so we talked about a lot so far in this show. Not only Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back earlier today, we talked about the Detroit Lions handing out some money. Amon-Ra St. Brown got a new deal, 4 years, $120 million. And then you got Penei Sewell, a 4-year deal, $112 million. And they're certainly helping out the man who throws the ball, Jared Goff. And we know Jared Goff has had to go through a little bit of a grind here in the NFL. Jared Goff is someone, if you recall, I know it's hard knock life being traded from Los Angeles to Detroit. He was selected number one overall in 2016. Feels like yesterday, and he's been around this long already. Helped the Rams go to a Super Bowl and almost helped the Lions go to a Super Bowl. Jared Goff is the real deal, okay? And he's waiting on his next contract. And so things didn't work out the way that he would have wanted them to in Los Angeles. Jared Goff has been very clear that he's happy to be in Detroit. And for a lot of first-round picks and guys selected at number one overall, that doesn't always happen. That doesn't always work. Tomorrow, we just talked about this before the break, we might have as many as 6 quarterbacks selected in the first round. To Hickey's point, we might have 6 quarterbacks selected in the top 15 slots of the NFL draft tomorrow. Because it's very clear. You know, for as much as people still want to say, well, the defense will win you a championship and you just need a guy to stand there and just hold the ball and not turn it up, them days are over. You need a guy who's going to drive the ball down the field when you absolutely need it in crunch time. Someone who's not going to turn the ball over. Someone that you can rely on. Unfortunately, there's no guarantees on this. We know Caleb Williams is going one. There's some people who think that he won't work out in the NFL despite his just individual success. Let's just put it that way at USC. And so the NFL draft is tomorrow, but tonight I'm going to give you a new top 6 list. We're going to talk about guys who didn't work out in the NFL, specifically quarterbacks. I'm going to give you a top 6 list of some of the biggest quarterback busts that the NFL has ever seen. I do want to remind you of this tomorrow, though. Starting at this time, 24 hours from now, both myself and Bart Winkler will be right here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You will hear all of the draft selections live here on Infinity Sports Network, and it will break down every single thing that is taking place, from the prospects to the teams to the announcements. You will hear Mr. Roger Goodell. We got you covered here. So don't go anywhere. Draft coverage starts tomorrow here at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, between myself and Bart Winkler. We got you covered for the entire first round. Hickey, did I say that right? Did I screw anything up?
Nailed it. To perfection.
Thank you. I'll be asking for a raise from the bosses tomorrow. But now that we did that, it's time for a new top 6. Who are some of the biggest quarterback busts? Where's the music?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top 6 list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time for a new top 6 list. The NFL draft is tomorrow, and it's time to take a look at some of the biggest draft busts that we have ever seen in the NFL. Specifically, the quarterbacks. Like, what quarterbacks have been drafted and have absolutely sucked? You know what? Let's not waste any time. Speaking of bad quarterbacks, quarterback busts, I can't have a list and not include this man. We have to go back to 1999. And oh yeah, we got some options in that draft. Quarterback busts who suck. But I'm specifically looking at the man who was selected at number 3 overall by the Cincinnati Bengals. He had one great year at Oregon. He was drafted to the Bengals. But then he didn't show up to camp on time. They were haggling over his contract. He didn't get a hang of the playbook. He then only started 17 games over 4 years. This man had 5 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. I wish I was telling you a lie. You want to talk about a quarterback bust? All my Bengals fans know the man as Akili Smith. This man stunk. It's like getting a new job and not showing up. I mean, while he was there at the Bengals, he really only started 1 season, okay? He only started 17 games, 5 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. Like, how is that even possible? He spent the majority of the time between or behind Jeff Blake, John Kitna, and then Scott Mitchell. And then in 2003, let me tell you again, the man got drafted in 1999. In 2003, the Bengals gave him the boot. They released him. They said sayonara. They said goodbye. And then they got their hands on a decent quarterback, a damn good one, in Carson Palmer. Good for them. And then Akili Smith, well, he went on to the NFL. But on his way out the door, he spoke to 12 News in Cincinnati. And Akili Smith wanted to let everybody know, I hope that the Bengals do better with Carson and give him a better chance than they did for me. Listen to this man.
The way that I feel, I would hope that they would treat Carson better than the way that they treated me. He has all the tools to be successful, but as far as my fair shot, I don't feel that I did get a fair shot, and hopefully they won't do him the same way they did me.
How the hell did they do him? I know it's the Bengals, but this is like knowing that you have a test at school, failing to study for the test, and then blaming the professor when you fail. Well, you didn't give me enough time to study for the test. Man, you didn't show up for class. You ain't got nobody to blame but yourself. You want to talk about a quarterback bust? Akili Smith, I got him at number 6 on my list. If he's number 6, let's keep things rolling. What's next?
Number 5.
Oh, this is another guy who showed up late. Shout out to all my friends in the D.C. area. You remember Heath Shuler, right? You do. After the Hogs had all that success, after Washington was winning Super Bowls, they went into some lean times. They needed to find somebody to take over after Brett Rypien. And so what did they do in 1994? They ended up drafting a couple of quarterbacks. Gus Frerotte, they ended up getting him in the 7th round. But at number 3 overall out of Tennessee, just had an amazing year in the SEC, they grabbed Heath Shuler. Yeah, I still hear about this from my Tennessee friends here in Atlanta. They grabbed Heath Shuler. And what did Heath Shuler do? Not show up to work on time. You've heard this story before because I just told it to you. Heath Shuler and his agents were concerned about his contract. He was late signing his deal. Gus Frerotte was the man. The fans looked at Gus, who was taken in the 7th round, and they looked at the man taken at number 3 overall, and they said, wait a minute, this man is showing up to work and actually wants to play, and the guy we selected at number 3, this man is being an absolute diva. And there was no bigger issue than against the Arizona Cardinals when Heath Shuler actually went out into a game and threw 5 interceptions. How you can stay in a game and throw 5 interceptions without being sent to, I don't know, Russia? I have no idea. But he did. Listen to this. This is bad highlight film, courtesy of NFL Films.
Shuler going to pass it over the middle. Picked off at the 46-yard line. Going into the end zone. He's going to be picked off.
After throwing just 8 interceptions in his last year at Tennessee, Shuler threw 5 in one game against the Cardinals.
Shuler is back to put it up and throws it to the left side. It is intercepted.
That's when you turn around at the end of the game, you think, is it possible for me to ever complete another ball to an offensive guy ever again? Mentally, emotionally, you just think, wow, I need some help here.
Oh, he needed more than help. Heath Shuler, things did not end great for him with Washington. They ended up trading him to the Saints 3 years after he was drafted. The man broke his foot, and that was it. Drafted in 1994, he was done in the NFL after 1997. In that final year of his career, 2 touchdowns and 14 interceptions. Let me say that again. His final year with the Saints, 2 touchdowns and 14 interceptions. Hickey, how the hell does a guy stay in a game that long?
Nathan Peterman, tried his best to match those numbers in one half.
Oh my.
Otherwise, I don't know.
Oh my God. What, with the Bills?
Yeah, he had 5 picks in the first half.
That's
he tried.
Oh my God. Like, how do you go to work? Everybody looks at, nobody wants to look you in the eye. They're like, here comes this guy. Getting ready to lose the game for us. Yeah, you want to talk about a quarterback bust? I got Heath Shuler, number 5 on my list. And now he's a politician. So now he doesn't have to worry about it. He can find something else to suck at. Anyway, what's next on the list?
Number 4.
Oh, wow. If we had Achilles Smith at number 6 on the list, and he was drafted number 3 in 1999, I know Donovan McNabb was taken at number 2. He had the most success. But the guy selected at number 1, Tim Couch, that was a bust. This poor man in 1999, coming out of Kentucky, another big year, another guy out of SEC school, an SEC school. He ended up in the worst possible situation, back with the Browns. The Browns at this point were brand new. This was the new version. This is the second version of the Browns. So he's basically on an expansion team. Poor Tim Couch. Nobody to throw the ball to. No offensive line. Drafted in 1999, was done with the NFL after 2003, finished his career with 64 touchdowns and 67 interceptions. Sucks for him. And then he had all these injuries and broken hands and thumbs and legs. Only had 1 300-yard passing game. Tim Couch, he got a raw deal, but he also sucked. This man was on the Up On Game podcast, and Tim Couch, coming out of Kentucky, talked about how difficult it was to be a numero uno pick.
When you go in, all you can hear is number one pick. That, and of course, right. I want to be the number one pick in the draft. You're not thinking about how tough the road's going to be of being a quarterback on an expansion team and that kind of thing. But it hit me pretty quickly, the reality of how tough that was going to be. My rookie year, I got sacked 56 times in 15 starts.
If it's not Super Bowl, if it's not playoff, it's automatically your bust. Mm-hmm. Automatically.
Automatically.
They're already, like, I was called a bust. I made 3 Pro Bowls. I'm still called a bust.
Right.
We're being called bust, but you're a quarterback. That pressure level is different.
You know, when you come in as the number one pick, there's so many expectations on you immediately, you know, from your fans, from the media, even your own teammates. You know,
yeah.
Your teammates are sitting in the locker room like, hey, man, you're the number one pick. We're counting on you. You got to go win these games for us.
Oh, you got to be a mature individual to do so, right? I got Tim Couch at number 4 on my list. Top 6 quarterback bust. He's number 4. What's the next number?
Number 3.
Yeah, speaking of accountability. Number 3 is Johnny Manziel. Yeah, God bless him for turning his life around. He looks like he wants to be a professional golfer right now. Helped Reggie Bush get his Heisman back. But come on, this man out of Texas A&M, all he wanted to do was run around and party. God bless him for winning a Heisman. His entire career is like shot out of a cannon. He was drafted at number 22 in the 2014 draft. People are concerned about his height, his size, but more importantly, his dedication to the game. I mean, this guy was oversleeping and partying and drinking, and he went from being friends with LeBron to LeBron James going, "I don't know that man." And Johnny Manziel, 2 years with the Browns, 2 years, had a record of 2-6. He threw 7 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. I wonder how long it took for LeBron James to stop answering his phone calls when they were first real buddy-buddy. Johnny Manziel, now an adult, he sat down on the Never Know podcast and he said, "Yeah, my teammates, they didn't respect me."
Yeah, looking back on it now, I would say I absolutely 100% lost their respect. Why wouldn't you? If I was one of them, looking back at what I was doing and your decisions that you make off the field impact if I put food on mine, yeah, I'd feel some type of way, 100%. I would say we wasted a draft pick to go get this guy who doesn't give a
right.
And that's my only thing in life that I haven't been able to look back and like fully have closure on, probably now that we talk about it.
Amazing.
It's probably one of the only things that I haven't looked back on and been able to be like super, super okay with what happened.
Listen, life is life. You start throwing opportunities at people and giving them options, and you can party, you could drink, and Johnny Manziel had it rough. This man has openly talked about suicide. Like, I'm glad that he's been able to turn things around. Like, the pressure can really break folks. You want to talk about a quarterback draft bust? Johnny Manziel is at 3. Even LeBron was like, "I don't know him." What's the next number?
Number 2.
This is somebody else where it's just like the pressure just could have crushed him. I think the pressure might have crushed him. I'm talking about Ryan Leaf. The Chargers took him at number 2 overall in 1998. And you just heard Johnny Manziel, what a hard knock life it was, right? For Ryan Leaf, the pressures really had an effect overall on his life. Came out of Washington State. With the Chargers, he only had 36 interceptions to 14 touchdowns. Openly talked about not showing up to work, not practicing, not studying, going outside and playing golf, drug issues, alcohol issues. And Ryan Leaf, was there a bigger bust? The part that makes this tricky, the Colts could have taken him at number 1 instead of Peyton Manning. What would the world look like differently if that were to be the case? And even later in his life, even a couple of years ago, you know, Ryan Leaf, he was arrested for domestic battery. But for right now, he's turned his life around and he's an advocate for people to go out there and do the same. It's never too late. And Ryan Leaf actually has a podcast. It's called The Bust. And he was talking to the Rich Eisen show. And he talked about why he is not afraid to be called a bust.
So why bust? Why just go out and just say bust is the name of your story, Ryan?
I just think it, I think it sells better. I just do, because people associate that word with me. And I also thought, and Kevin and I discussed this, you know, he always says to me, he's like, "Ryan, if you're a bust, what the hell is everybody else? You know, what's a worse word for bust in that scenario?" And I just said, "Yeah, I'm gonna roll with it. I'm gonna take the power away from that word. I don't wanna let it affect me in a negative way anymore. I used to. I mean, it used to bother me a ton, and I just don't. And if anybody ever has a chance to say anything again, I always go, "Well, that's the name of my podcast." Yeah, so I understand.
There you
it.
Go. Yeah. Okay, so that's now a new answer for you.
Okay, whatever makes you feel better. I'm glad that he's doing better in life, I hope. But at the end of the day, yeah, Ryan Leaf, he's a bust. I mean, at least you made money. I hope you still have some. I doubt it, but I've spoken to Ryan Leaf. None of my business how much he makes, but I'm just glad that he's better right now, okay? It's the JR Sportbeat Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the biggest quarterback bust that we've seen in the NFL. If it's not Ryan Leaf, then who? I'll tell you on the other side on the Infinity Sports Network, the JR Sportbeat Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. NFL draft is tomorrow. I'm sharing with you a top six list. Some of the worst draft busts at the quarterback position that we've ever seen. Yeah, these men, they've been knocked down. I don't know if some of them have gotten up. No, they didn't. At least in regards to their NFL careers. They got knocked down, then they stayed down. Their careers were over. I'm about to share with you who I have at number one on the list, but let me go ahead and give you a recap if you just missed things. And if you just missed things, you can always listen to the full list, the audio, the explanations, by hitting rewind on the free Odyssey app. At number six, I gave you Akili Smith of the Cincinnati Bengals. This man showed up in Cincinnati, had contract issues, was late to camp, never got understood the playbook, and then when it was all said and done and he had to sit behind John Kitna, or he played that one full season and he stunk, he wanted to blame the Bengals. He said that they didn't give him help. Well, how come John Kitna was able to go 8-8 1 year? How come Carson Palmer was able to come in and actually have success? We just going to blame the Bengals, or are you going to blame yourself? I got Akili Smith at number six. At number five, all my fans and friends in Washington know about Heath Shuler. Heath Shuler is another guy. First round pick selected at number three overall in 94. Didn't show up to work. People are looking at, man, just give Gus Frerotte the job. And then when Heath Shuler actually got a chance, he sucked. Throwing interceptions to everybody. You would think that he needed glasses out there on the football field. He got traded, he got hurt, and now he's in politics. At number four, I gave you Tim Couch. Yeah, taking number one overall in the same draft as Akili Smith. Tim Couch played for the Browns and stunk. I guess that was punishment enough as the Browns were just getting started. This man was drafted 99 overall, or 1999 first overall, by 2003. He was out of the NFL. And number three, you want to talk about a man who didn't care about being a quarterback, but cared about partying and drinking and everything else that comes with it? It's Johnny Manziel. Drafted number 22 overall in 2014. Man won a Heisman, got to the Browns. It lasted like two seasons. That's it. Here's your seven touchdowns, seven interceptions, and now Johnny Manziel is an advocate for people who have had their Heisman Award taken away from them and now returned, Reggie Bush. And now he's trying to play golf professionally. Good for him. And number two, I gave you Ryan Leaf. This man was selected in the 1998 draft by the Chargers right behind Peyton Manning, and he proceeded to not give a damn about his NFL career. Nobody liked Ryan Leaf. Ryan Leaf had to deal with his own issues away from the football field, falling into a depression and drugs and prison at one point in time. But now he's out, now he's doing a podcast, and he's a pretty pleasant person to talk to. All these years later, more than 25 years later, this man has finally found peace, it seems like, right? And when you're a bust, I guess it's difficult to find peace. And so if I have Ryan Leaf at number two on my list, if I got to think about the biggest quarterback bust that we have seen in the NFL, it leads me to this number here in this individual.
Number one.
Jamarcus Russell. This big old man. Oh, he's a big old man. 6'6". I don't know what they listed him as. They could have told you he was 270. I would have said, man, he 280. Whatever they said, tack on 10, 15 more pounds. Jamarcus Russell was huge as a quarterback. They drafted this man out of LSU, number one overall. God rest the soul of Al Davis. Always looking to draft the bad boy. Looking to bring in the guy that can help the Raiders, right? Always thinking that we can save him. Not Jamarcus Russell. Everybody was telling Al Davis, don't pick him. He doesn't care. He just wants the money. He's not going to try. He's trying to get one over on you. And Al Davis did not care. Jamarcus Russell went number one overall in 2007. He only played three seasons, and he was done. His career stats, 18 touchdowns to go along with 23 interceptions. And, oh, yeah, here we have another case of somebody who showed up to camp late, got a six-year deal, $68 million. He walked away with $31 million guaranteed. He was done. Had a record of 7-18 with the Raiders before they just said, bye, we don't want you. And so I got to tell you something. When you're big, fat, out of shape, and a quarterback in the NFL, and you suck and you don't work hard, oh, please believe the jokes were plentiful. Please believe and understand that Jamarcus Russell isn't just someone who's considered to be a bust. He's a punchline. You do not want to be in the same sentence with Jamarcus Russell if you're an NFL quarterback. And so Jamarcus Russell isn't stupid. He knows this. He understands this. He understands that people label him as a bust. And so he recently, a couple of years ago, he sat down with the Pivot podcast and Ryan Clark, right? And Jamarcus Russell, he pretty much said, you know what? A bust? It doesn't sound like he has a problem with it. Take a listen.
Do you consider yourself the biggest bust in NFL draft history?
When you look at it that way, I say I must have been the best to be the biggest,
right?
I'll say my didn't turn out how I would wanted it to or not how they expected it to, you know, but if you're going to call me a bust, like you say, put the biggest on it. Oh,
man. I love it.
If you're going to say it, put the biggest on that. But that's don't bother me, man. Like, that shit is not in my world. That bust don't have, it don't apply in my, it don't apply in none of my family. It don't apply in none that we have going on. So, man, they can bust all they want.
Oh, come on, man. Why are you being so defensive? When people call you a bust, ain't nobody talking about your family. When people call you a bust, nobody's referring to your financial status. I mean, if you got to look at that money in the grand scheme of things, I hope you're happy, right? The last time I looked, he was back home in Alabama, and he was coaching. Good for him. Congratulations. I'm pretty sure he has a nice car, nice clothes, and a house, and I'm sure he's living good. I'm sure he is okay. But to be called a bust, it's because you sucked in the NFL. It has nothing to do with your family or financial status. It's the fact that you took money and you sucked, and it appears that you didn't try. And so for that, you are a bust, whether or not you want to believe it, recognize it or not. You could be a successful human being, an honorable human being. Man, Jamarcus Russell could wake up tomorrow, and God bless him, he could go out there and cure cancer. But when it comes to his NFL career, this man is, was, and forever will be a bust. I got Jamarcus Russell number one on my list. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. My top six quarterback draft busts. At number six, Akili Smith. At number five, Heath Shuler. At number four, Tim Couch. At number three, Johnny Manziel. At number two, Ryan Leaf. And at number one, whether he admits it or not, Jamarcus Russell. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. There's a lot of draft busts, quarterback busts. Who are some quarterbacks who did not live up to top billing? The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. Also, get some thoughts from Ryan Hickey. And then, speaking of a quarterback taking number one overall, I want to talk about a guy in the NFL who's waiting on his next contract. He is not a bust. I'll explain on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, Hickey, that was disrespectful, man. I see what you did there.
Why? Why? You just a fan of the show? I'm not doing anything nefarious here.
Oh, we're talking about NFL quarterback draft bust, and we come back from break, and all of a sudden it's Mark Sanchez? Is that what it is?
Just a coincidence.
Just a coincidence. Yeah, Mark Sanchez. Very nice guy. Very good football commentator. Bad quarterback for the New York Jets. Mark Sanchez, one of the quarterbacks who the Jets hope would worked out one day. He was taken number 5 overall in 2009. You know what, Hickey? I screwed up. I messed up. He wasn't on the top 6 list. You know, Mark wasn't that bad. He is a bust for the Jets, but he wasn't that bad.
I was going to say, that's what he has going for him. Yeah, the football career didn't work out, but hey, at least he wasn't a top 6 bust.
Yeah, I know, right?
Almost like a forgettable bust, if you will, of like, oh yeah, Mark Sanchez, he sucked.
I should have sent the photo of myself and Mark from the golf course. I should have sent that one.
Will Mark make the list? Find out next.
That's what we should have did. I screwed up. It's bad programming on my part, man. I'm like, damn, I got a photo with this. Let me see. Achilles Smith, never met him. Heath Shuler, never met him. Tim Couch, never met him. Johnny Manziel, never met him. Glad I didn't. Ryan Leaf, have spoken to Ryan Leaf. Never met him in person. I don't know. I think I have. Jamarcus Russell, hell no. Never met him. What do you think he's doing right now?
Oh, feet kicked up.
Steak? Steak?
Probably steak. Maybe watching a movie, right? You'd love to watch movies with the Raiders, not watch film, that's for sure. So maybe he's continuing that.
Oh, no, what time of year is it? They ain't no school. There's no football for him to coach. So, yeah, he's probably avoiding all the ESPN. And
imagine you were friends with him, and it was like, hey, can you come on the show? We'd love to have you on. And then it's just like, the number one bust. He's on the show. It's Jamarcus Russell. Congratulations.
He'd hang up on you, right?
He would be pretty pissed, I'm sure.
You know what? And I know we're jerks over here. They should have a show. Could you imagine if him and Kwame Brown did a podcast together?
Steal Ryan Leaf's podcast name. That is bust written right there. First guest, Stephen A. Smith.
It'd have to be called Angry Bust, right? These are some angry dudes. I haven't seen Kwame Brown talk about anything over the past, I feel like, 5 or 6 years, where he hasn't just been throwing, forget darts. He's had a flamethrower for anyone who's criticized him. He's yelling at Matt Barnes. He's cursing out Gilbert Arenas. And you know who wants to talk crap right back to him? Nobody. He needs a full-time show with Jamarcus Russell. Either Angry Busts, or maybe it could be Resistant Busts. I don't know. Are there any, besides Mark Sanchez, who you reminded us about, any busts, quarterback busts that stand out to you? It don't got to be top 6. Anybody, Hickey?
Yeah, Josh Rosen.
Oh, my God.
Top 10 pick. He got 13 starts in year one with the Cardinals. And then the only other 3 starts he got in his career were with the Dolphins. They were tanking for Tua and just trying to lose games on purpose. And now we know that to be a fact with their owner getting busted for trying to pay Brian Flores to throw games. But it's like one of those things where it's like Sam Darnold, for example. Right, this is what, his 4th team out the Vikings? He keeps getting chances. Like, teams rarely give up on talent. We just saw the Broncos trade for Zach Wilson. Even though Zach Wilson's shown you no reason to think he could be any sort of even backup quality quarterback. And Josh Rosen's the one guy. He got signed to a bunch of teams, but no one outside of the Dolphins and their tanking in 2019 gave him a second chance. You got to be really bad to have that happen to you.
Why? Help me out again. We mentioned him yesterday, right?
Yes.
Why the hell were we talking about him?
Because, ironically enough, you were highlighting how many mistakes are made when drafting a quarterback in the first round. Him,
that's right.
Zach Wilson.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So look, there's going to be like 2 guys that are going to be good. Like for all the quarter. Yeah, that's right. For all the quarterbacks that we're going to discuss tomorrow. And we got the first round live for you here on the Infinity Sports Network. So we got you covered. You don't got to go nowhere else. A lot of these guys are going to suck. Okay. Like, everybody can sit around unless you are really diving deep into quarterback evaluation. Like, even tomorrow, and Bart Winkler will be joining me for the first round. Unless I have sat down and watched a guy, I'm not going to stand here and tell you that, oh, my God, I think he's going to do this or this, unless I have confidence in him. Like somebody like Roma Dunze, I watched him towards the end of the season as Washington went on that championship run. I looked at how he played, and I say, okay, with his size, his athleticism, I think he could translate. I ain't going to sit here and tell you about offensive linemen, okay? Oh, his daddy was in the NFL, so I think he's going to be good too. I'll call a spade. A lot of these dudes are not going to last. We're going to have an NFL player that the majority of America has never heard of who's going to have a major impact on an NFL team next year. Multiple players will do so. And so the fun part about it is analyzing, overanalyzing. Who's here? Who's not here? Who's going to work? Who's going to do this? That's the fun part. But the reality, these guys are going to be busts, some of them, right? Now, in Jamarcus Russell's case and what he said is accurate, if you got to think about the money that they're making, that's one thing. Without a shadow of a doubt, you get drafted tomorrow in the first round, you have secured yourself and your life financially. You should, unless you're an idiot. You should. But when it comes to football and actually playing, yeah, you can be a flop. You can be a failure. There's a lot of people who make money and actually suck at what they do. And for the public sphere and the public eye, yeah, a lot of these folks, a lot of these individuals, they happen to be athletes. Yeah, just because you make a lot of money doesn't mean you're good at what you do. It's just the facts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to get to your calls. Do you have a quarterback bust? Is there a quarterback bust that is etched into your brain? This individual absolutely sucks. Yeah, tell us about it. And then also, besides that, we're going to hear from the greatest quarterback, the most successful quarterback of all time. His name is Tom Brady, right? Tom Brady has some words for all of the young players coming into the NFL. I'm going to share those words with you. A matter of fact, you will hear them from Tom Brady yourself. Talk some NBA. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, Hickey, that was disrespectful, man. I see what you did there.
Why? Why? You're just a fan of the show. I'm not doing anything nefarious here.
Oh, we're talking about NFL quarterback draft bust, and we come back from break, and all of a sudden it's Mark Sanchez? Is that what it is?
Just a coincidence.
Just a coincidence. Yeah, Mark Sanchez. Very nice guy. Very good football commentator. Bad quarterback for the New York Jets. Mark Sanchez, one of the quarterbacks who the Jets hope would worked out one day. He was taken number 5 overall in 2009. You know what, Hickey? I screwed up. I messed up. He wasn't on the top 6 list. You know, Mark wasn't that bad. He is a bust for the Jets, but he wasn't that bad.
I was going to say, that's what he has going for him. Yeah, the football career didn't work out, but hey, at least he wasn't a top 6 bust.
Yeah, I know,
like,
right?
Almost like a forgettable bust, if you will, of like, oh yeah, Mark Sanchez, he sucked.
I should have sent the photo of myself and Mark from the golf course. I should have sent that one.
Will Mark make the list? Find out next.
That's what we should have did. I screwed up. It's bad programming on my part, man. I'm like, damn, I got a photo with this. Let me see. Akili Smith, never met him. Heath Shuler, never met him. Tim Couch, never met him. Johnny Manziel, never met him. Glad I didn't. Ryan Leaf. Have spoken to Ryan Leaf. Never met him in person. I don't know. I think I have. Jamarcus Russell, hell no. Never met him. What do you think he's doing right now?
Oh, feet kicked up.
Steak? Steak?
Probably steak. Maybe watching a movie, right? You'd love to watch movies with the Raiders, not watch film, that's for sure. So maybe he's continuing that.
Oh, no, what time of year is it? They ain't no school. There's no football for him to coach. So, yeah, he's probably avoiding all the ESPN. And
imagine you were friends with him, and it was like, hey, can you come on the show? We'd love to have you on. And then it's just like, the number one bust. He's on the show. It's Jamarcus Russell. Congratulations.
He'd hang up on you, right?
He would be pretty pissed, I'm sure.
You know what? And I know we're jerks over here. They should have a show. Could you imagine if him and Kwame Brown did a podcast together?
Steal Ryan Leaf's podcast name. That is bust written right there. First guest, Stephen A. Smith.
It'd have to be called Angry Bust, right? These are some angry dudes. I haven't seen Kwame Brown talk about anything over the past, I feel like, 5 or 6 years, where he hasn't just been throwing, forget darts. He's had a flamethrower for anyone who's criticized him. He's yelling at Matt Barnes. He's cursing out Gilbert Arenas. And you know who wants to talk crap right back to him? Nobody. 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 He needs a full-time show with Jamarcus Russell. Either Angry Busts or maybe it could be Resistant Busts. I don't know. Are there any, besides Mark Sanchez, who you reminded us about, any busts, quarterback busts that stand out to you? It don't got to be top six. Anybody, Hickey?
Yeah, Josh Rosen.
Oh, my God.
Top 10 pick. He got 13 starts in year one with the Cardinals. And then the only other 3 starts he got in his career were with the Dolphins. They were tanking for Tua and just trying to lose games on purpose. And now we know that to be a fact with their owner getting busted for trying to pay Brian Flores to throw games. But it's like one of those things where it's like Sam Darnold, for example. Right, this is what, his 4th team out the Vikings? He keeps getting chances. Like, teams rarely give up on talent. We just saw the Broncos trade for Zach Wilson. Even though Zach Wilson's shown you no reason to think he could be any sort of even backup quality quarterback. And Josh Rosen's the one guy. He got signed to a bunch of teams, but no one outside of the Dolphins and their tanking in 2019 gave him a second chance. You got to be really bad to have that happen to you.
Why? Help me out again. We mentioned him yesterday, right?
Yes.
Why the hell were we talking about him?
Because, ironically enough, you were highlighting how many mistakes are made when drafting a quarterback in the first round.
Him, that's right.
Zach Wilson.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So by the time look, there's going to be like 2 guys that are going to be good. Like for all the quarter. Yeah, that's right. For all the quarterbacks that we're going to discuss tomorrow. And we got the first round live for you here on the Infinity Sports Network. So we got you covered. You don't got to go nowhere else. A lot of these guys are going to suck. Okay. Like everybody can sit around unless you are really diving deep into quarterback evaluation. Like even tomorrow, and Bart Winkler will be joining me for the first round. Unless I have sat down and watched a guy, I'm not going to stand here and tell you that, oh my God, I think he's going to do this or this, unless I have confidence in him. Like somebody like Roma Dunze, I watched him towards the end of the season as Washington went on that championship run. I looked at how he played and I say, okay, with his size, his athleticism, I think he could translate. I ain't going to sit here and tell you about offensive linemen, okay? Oh, his daddy was in the NFL, so I think he's going to be good too. I'll call a spade a spade. A lot of these dudes are not going to last. We're going to have an NFL player that the majority of America has never heard of who's going to have a major impact on an NFL team next year. Multiple players will do so. And so the fun part about it is analyzing. Overanalyzing who's here, who's not here, who's going to work, who's going to do this. That's the fun part. But the reality, these guys are going to be busts, some of them, right? Now, in Jamarcus Russell's case and what he said is accurate, if you got to think about the money that they're making, that's one thing. Without a shadow of a doubt, you get drafted tomorrow in the first round, you have secured yourself and your life financially. You should. Unless you're an idiot, you should. But when it comes to football and actually playing, yeah, you can be a flop. You can be a failure. There's a lot of people who make money and actually suck at what they do. And for the public sphere and the public eye, yeah, a lot of these folks, a lot of these individuals, they happen to be athletes. Yeah, just because you make a lot of money doesn't mean you're good at what you do. It's just the facts. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to get to your calls. Do you have a quarterback bust? Is there a quarterback bust that is etched into your brain? This individual absolutely sucks. Yeah, tell us about it. And then also, besides that, we're going to hear from the greatest quarterback, the most successful quarterback of all time. His name is Tom Brady, right? Tom Brady has some words for all of the young players coming into the NFL. I'm going to share those words with you. A matter of fact, you will hear them from Tom Brady yourself. Talk some NBA. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.